Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country. Wherever you are, making us a part of your Tuesday morning, we appreciate it. We will be taking you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do so live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So we do have a little bit of an update on the quarterback situation and sort of what had happened in Washington when it comes to the Commandos, LeVar's beloved franchise, who took all their quarterback prospects that they brought in to Topgolf to go ahead and light it up a little bit at the driving range there.
Lifetime membership there. You know that?
Yeah. You got one?
Yeah, when you sign up, you get an automatic lifetime membership, they say.
Nice. Really?
Yeah, I literally told them this is the exact opposite of what I want to do. I said, I just want to go and play once. I don't want to have any connection, anything outside of my wife and my kids for my lifetime.
What do you? Dang. What's the problem? Lee,
I don't even want them for a lifetime.
Damn.
I mean, I've got enough of, like, this is for a lifetime in my life. I don't need Topgolf in there for a lifetime.
Lee, are you outraged by this?
I'm so mad right now.
Why?
Are you also a lifetime member?
No, because I've never been. I've been trying to go for years now, and I've been derailed by you, Brady.
Telling me
I can't go to Topgolf.
I didn't say you can't go. I said you shouldn't go because I didn't want you to have to commit. I didn't want you to have to commit for life. Well, Muncie was different. She was like, "Oh, I'm going to Vegas. What should I do? I'm thinking about doing Topgolf." And I'm like, "Wait a second. You're going to Vegas? And what you're on your list is Topgolf?" Like, that was more of the surprise.
I went to Topgolf for my buddy's bachelor party in July in Vegas. They wanted to go there as like a day outing for a few hours.
Died of heat exhaustion.
It's just not. I mean, listen, it's a good time for about an hour. And then after that, it's like, okay, everybody's annihilated. Who's going to fall on the giant net when they miss their shot?
Who's going to fall off the platform?
Yeah, just like who's going in that net? Who's getting caught like a fish going over the edge, trying to swing balls?
I've never been, but I saw that lady drop from like her platform to the ground.
Oh, when she got stuck?
No, you didn't see the one where she swung?
She
missed. She like rotated around and basically threw herself off of the platform.
Into the net.
Oh, that is the net.
Yeah, she looked like she was like a fish, like stuck in the net.
I thought she hit the ground.
This might be a hot take. I actually think mini golf's better than top golf.
I'm
not
going
to be judged for it.
The Washington Commandos wouldn't say that.
That is true.
You can't tell me there's not a mini golf spot they could have taken them to that would probably have been less liability. I mean, to LeVar's point, imagine if one of the guys stepped up and they're like, I've never swung a club before. I don't know what I'm doing.
And fell off.
Yeah, all they know is they've watched Happy Gilmore, and he lines up to try to hit the ball, thinking this is what everyone does, and he falls off and hits into the ground or gets stuck in that fishnet.
They will have one-upped Dan Snyder if that were to have happened.
You could rip your back up if you swing too hard, correct? With a golf club?
Of course.
All right, that might have been a problem. But
not for an Adonis like you.
No,
yeah, of
please.
Course. Yeah.
Come on, man. That's why, like mini golf, I struggle with because I hit it so violently that I'm not sure the windmill or the clown mouth can handle the velocity that ball comes through. So
Do you guys let your kids or your wife win when you go play mini golf?
No.
I don't ever let anybody win anything. You have to beat me.
Win?
Yeah.
I'll rig it. So,
just so you guys know, if we ever compete in anything ever, I am playing to win.
That's good to know.
That's true.
Well, that's besides certain like over-unders or the prop bet thing. Some of those you're kind of out on.
Yeah, but I'm saying in real life, like if we're going head-to-head on something, I'm playing to win.
Well, you like remember when we were doing the show in Vegas, like I thought I was real slick, and then LeVar brought out the blow dart gun, and it was over.
That was true.
Very competitive. Yeah. Very competitive in that moment.
And you know what? And we were really competing to knock that game down.
Yeah.
You know, you had to bring out your best weapon. And then for me, it was the blow dart.
And then we got closer and realized, you know, it's okay if we miss that target.
Or we hit, you just leave it there, though. You know, it's unreasonable to haul it back.
Let the coyotes come in.
They got to eat, too.
My only issue with playing those, that like my wife cheats. Like, it was literally the last hole.
Good.
And she was like a little ahead, I think. Because it was a point system last one we went to. And she literally went to like hit my ball away, so it couldn't like I couldn't you know make it in the hole, couldn't get any points for it. It was a weird. It was a really cool deal. Like they had like drinks and food and all the stuff there. Then you had like this course around kind of the bar and restaurant, and the kids loved it. But my wife just couldn't help herself but cheat, and then she got upset when she ended up losing at the end.
I mean,
I can't beat my wife in Monopoly, man. So I don't play it. If I can't beat you in it, I don't play it.
Okay.
So eventually when I stop being – and once I realize I'm just not going to win in the NFL, I just stop playing.
So it's like over-unders.
That's correct. I will stop playing. If I can't win, I play to win. And if playing to win leads me to losing, like to her in Monopoly or to – you know, I play chess. If one of my pupils – get good enough where they can beat me. Not only do I stop playing, but generally speaking, when I lose, I throw the board. I throw all the pieces.
Oh, wow.
Good. Good.
I make sure that you understand that there's a level of, you know, maybe this could turn physical at some point.
Yeah.
And maybe you won't, you know, it might get in your head and I might get an advantage to win and finally win. Yeah. So I'm not above like physical intimidation either, you know, to try to get a competitive edge when competing on something. Beer pong, chess, Monopoly, swimming, the length of the
swimming.
Pool,
gotcha.
Like being underwater, like I'll take my 8-year-old and I'll grab her leg or something like that.
Cause
know she
You're
can hold
her.
Well, she can hold her breath longer than me. So if I startle her under the water, then you know the next thing to do is to go above the water, and then Daddy has won in the staying underwater longer contest. Like just things like that. But I'm playing to win no matter what it is.
That's good.
Just so y'all know. So if you come up like
here.
With a knot on your head or something like that, like we were like sharing an Airbnb and. Like and you beat me and you woke up with a knot on your head. There's a chance that I got you while you were asleep.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah. Good. Just so y'all know, we ever Airbnb if we go somewhere. You know,
not gonna do that.
It was probably me. If you beat me,
well,
just don't beat me, and then we'll have a great
trip.
Not
gonna do the Airbnb.
If you plan on Airbnb
or lock your door,
if you plan on Airbnb in Washington and you happen to venture out to a Topgolf, maybe it didn't sit well with some prospects who went on the visit.
But some loved it.
Drake May, North Carolina prospect, could be the second or third quarterback, or who knows, maybe fourth quarterback, depending on who you talk to, taken in Thursday's draft. He spoke about his experience in Washington at Brady's beloved Topgolf.
It was one of the cool visits I've been on. I think, you know, we always kind of these different places you go and see kind of a steak dinner spot, and you're surrounded with, you know, the head coach and GM and quarterback coaches. And then the Commanders took an approach of all of us being together and seeing how we interact and getting a chance to swing the golf club a little bit. I enjoyed it, you know, be around the other guys. I got to meet a lot of different guys throughout the process and a lot of, you know, guys I saw in high school recruiting. I remember Amarius Mims.
Yeah.
I tried to get him committed to Alabama when I was committed there in high school. Again, full circle. I think I had the best swing. So, but JJ McCarthy was hitting it well as well.
All right.
We
all
shout out Jayden Daniels. Well, bang, bang, bang.
Hey, bang, bang, nothing.
You don't swing like us.
We also have an update.
What's the update?
Hold on. What do you mean by that, Bar?
They'll swing like we do.
Okay.
You know, me and JJ, we had great swings.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I think I swing it the best. But JJ came in a close second. You know, we swing that iron.
Well, I do know this.
I was glad I could see it.
I do know this, that we've got an update as we have been tracking the odds for who's going to go number two,
tell
who's going to go number three.
Tell us.
All right, so DraftKings currently has. Now, keep in mind, this was last week at a minus 260, Jaden Daniels to go number two overall. Then it dipped down to even money. Him and Drake May were both sitting at like a minus 115 to go number two overall. We are now sitting just days after the report of the Top Golf fiasco in Washington, and Jaden Daniels is a minus 400 to go number two overall,
there
according to DraftKings.
There it is.
Drake May is sitting at minus 300. So what
there
that says, more likely than not, that Jaden Daniels is going to go number two. Drake May goes number three. Now we just got to figure out Washington's picking at two. Who
but
the hell's
JJ
gonna be
had a better
three?
Swing than Jaden.
Yeah. But
I don't understand. Y'all people can swing that club better than Jaden Daniels people. That's what he said.
What do you mean?
What do you mean by you people? That's what that's what Drake May said.
I'm gonna take this in a different direction, even though Jonas wants to talk about the
what do you mean?
Swing.
That's all Jonas said.
What he wants to talk about. Yeah. I think it's interesting how the Commandos have gone about doing this as compared to Chicago. You know, Caleb Williams takes a visit to the Bears, and he goes out to dinner with veteran players, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, TJ Edwards. If I'm a team and I'm trying to get a sense for like how these guys interact, it doesn't matter how these guys all interact with each other. They're never going to be around each other. You know, there's been theories that, hey, they all came in the same day because that was the one day Josh Harris, the owner, could be there, who's involved in the process. All right, that could be it. Maybe they wanted to compare them all and have them right there, you know, coming in and out of rooms, you know, doing film, doing breakdown, whatever it is, just to be able to compare in real time right next to each other. Maybe that was it. The one thing I'd say is it doesn't matter at the end if you don't know how these guys get along with the guys on your team. Did any of them hang around Terry McLaurin?
Mm.
Did anyone hang around any of the other veterans on that team?
You don't think they were
Jonathan
there?
Allen? I don't think they went out to eat with them.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying is the difference is, you know, for these guys, and that's more like a free agent visit where oftentimes you'll get guys who go visit and you go out with some of the veteran players, other free agents that are looking to go to that team. This is a case, though, where I look at Chicago, and granted, they are the number one pick, so they've got their choice, and they don't have to worry about anything else. And so they could take Caleb Williams and do that. But Washington could have, too. They could have taken all these guys, had them go out with a group of different veterans on the team, and gotten these players' input on how they feel like the kid handles stuff. What kind of guy was he? What did he talk about? Did he try to get to know you, or is he just kind of there on his phone the whole time? You know, that to me would have been a better use of their time. So, I'm not going to make too much of this, but I think the idea of what the Bears did with Caleb Williams, having players on the team actually go spend time with what was going to be their future quarterback, is way more valuable than going to spend time at Topgolf.
Mm. I would have been out. Do they have bars at Topgolf?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would have been at big drinks too, ice mugs, all that. Yeah.
I would have been at the bar talking to the bartender. You know, chilling, you know, getting to know the people in the area. How do you feel about Manassas, you know, in Centerville? What do you think about it? I heard Lorena Bobbitt, her situation took place on, you know, in like Springfield or Manassas
really?
Or something like that, Centerville.
No kidding.
Yeah. The Bobbitt deal happened in Virginia, Northern Virginia. I would just be trying to get some color and some direction from the locals. That's what I would be doing as a prospect. Now, whatever the team would be doing, that would be up to them. But if you take me in a public setting like that, I have to exercise my ability to communicate with other people. And so I would be getting to know, you know, is it always like this? Are they, when do they, you know, when is it a different way or whatever? You know, do you see the Commanders often here, you know?
Question for you guys.
Go ahead.
Do you think anybody dated Lorena Bobbitt after that incident?
100%.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Hmm. She's probably married. Look her up.
Feels problematic.
I know they dated him, too.
There's probably some people who are into that. You know,
I mean, he was making adult film, you know, and they, you know, the one chick that he was dating that he was doing scenes with was pretty, she was not bad.
Just by the way, one of the great rebound stories in the history of planet Earth.
I mean, you go from that to doing adult film.
I mean, when like, you know, like the fact that his, you know, man hammer is lying in the woods somewhere and some bomb sniffing dog finds it. And next thing you know, you fast forward a year later and he's in an adult film. I mean,
good for him. That's an American story.
I'm telling you, man, that's the American never dream. Give up. Never give up.
That's right.
If he can do it, we all can do it.
That, right? I mean, you shouldn't feel bad for yourself. That's for certain.
No.
I mean, it could always be worse.
God, I'm just reading about. Wow. Did you ever read about the aftermath? Like, he tried to generate money by forming a band?
Dang.
Yeah. It was called the popular. Severed Parts.
Is that what they were called?
Yeah. To pay his mounting medical and legal bills. Dang. Although it failed to generate enough money. And then he appeared in an adult film.
With Jasmine?
Called
Aloha.
John Wayne Bobbitt Uncut.
I've seen it, which is kind of funny. Uncut. Yeah.
I don't even know if I could say the next title of the next film, but I think I can because it's a title. Frankenpenis?
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. Say that. I think we're good there.
No, you could say that.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how it
that
applies.
That was another adult film.
Because there was no action connected to what you just said. Now, if there was an action within the title, like Frankenstein uses, right, on that, boom, you can't do that. You can't use it in an action. You can't use potty in an action, you know, sitting down to do it in an action. You can't do that. You got to dump that.
This might be one of the more I mean, he was on WWE at one point.
Oh, yeah. He was like, he was famous. Man. Everybody wanted them a piece of.
Well,
everybody wanted them a piece of John. He's like a celebrity in Northern Virginia.
And by the way, if you wanted a piece of him, it was lying behind the 7-Eleven there in Washington. So if you needed
I think they got a sign on the road where this is where John Bobbitt laid.
Here's the crazy thing is it also says that recently I feel bad in saying this because there's a lot of people who you know spent time at Camp Lejeune and had this issue, but he had to have toes amputated.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
What
toxic peripheral polyneuropathy.
Oh,
which
so
is supposedly from the toxic waters at Camp Lejeune.
Oh jeez.
Crazy.
He's drinking too much.
Damn.
I feel like if you had something cut off in your life, you'd probably think that that's the only thing that's going to be cut off again, you know?
Yeah.
Like, dang.
There's no way my luck's that bad.
Yeah, like you're not like, all right, like this got chopped off. Like, I'm probably not going to face this again.
But, I mean, it sounds like he's been living pretty hard, you know? I mean, you're going hard in the paint.
Just saying, we can't make miracles here. All right, we can tell a great story, but we're not making miracles.
I don't know. 2024, there's a lot of stuff going on, man.
You're so stupid. He wasn't living too hard.
By the way, their relationship and that incident is one of the reasons why AI is going to be here to stay. Because they're like, listen, we let you guys figure this thing out on your own and try and work through your issues, and it resulted
and y'all
in that
chopping,
guy.
Yeah, y'all chopping things off.
We're sorry here. We got to take over.
Just going to throw it out the window, though. Yeah, you know, like that wasn't a piece of jewelry. It wasn't a piece of my clothing. You took a piece. You took the piece. You didn't take a piece of me. You didn't hit a finger or anything like an ear. You know, you hit the piece. And just discarded it out the window.
Oh, man.
Like, out the window. Like, what? Yeah. What do you mean, ooh, out the window?
You imagine driving behind that car. It's like,
could you imagine what you felt looking for? Like, and did you look for it? I might have bled out looking for it. Like, ain't no way. Ain't no red fox, no squirrel, no beaver, nothing. Groundhog, no. Nothing. No. Ain't nobody going to get a hold of me. Where you at, Jangles? Jangles! What did you do with me? She would have been all kind of B words. See, I can't use – I say the B word on this show, but I can't use it in this context.
No, right? You can't. Because you're a professional.
But I'll tell you what, though. She would have been all kinds of B words. What did you do to me, B word?
By the way.
The nerve of you. Ow. It hurts. I am no longer whole.
By the way, LeVar Arrington will be anchoring our draft coverage here at Fox Sports Radio coming up this Thursday.
You can get another count.
So if you want to.
What about me, Charlie Murphy?
More on the Washington Commanders and how it applies to Lorena Bobbitt. You can check out the podcast and tune in Thursday for our draft coverage. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next year, though, from the TireRack.com studios, we do have the end of an era in the NFL. We'll tell you what it is coming up right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up in a little over 15 minutes from now, it is a Tuesday tradition. Another edition of Would You Rather. Lee Delap is going to ask us a bunch of random, fun, and some are not so fun questions. We've got to make some hard decisions here, and we will do so coming up here a little over 15 minutes from now. Yesterday, a little bit of a end of an era in the NFL. Matt Ryan announcing his retirement officially. He retires as an Atlanta Falcon. Obviously spent 14 years there in Atlanta. He had the one season with the Indianapolis Colts. He was calling games last year for CBS, and now he calls it a career. Guy made a bunch of money in his career, hardly missed any time. I think he missed three games his entire 14-year career in Atlanta. But I can't help but wonder if the Super Bowl loss and the way that all went down, if that ultimately is what a lot of people point to as to maybe why he's not a Hall of Famer. Because the numbers are pretty good, but that's a rough loss.
The numbers and the numbers, like the amount of money he made. I think he's like the third or fourth highest paid ever in NFL history. I think only Matt Stafford and maybe Tom Brady have been paid more. Damn. So pretty incredible career. To your point about the numbers statistically speaking, I think we'd all make a case, say, oh, they're Hall of Fame numbers. But everyone feels like you got to have the Super Bowl to go along with it in order to be considered that. That's for someone else to debate. I got to be honest with you, like, he was a great player. I thought he was born into a situation where he took over at a time where he had to overcome, I guess a lot of adversity that you would say that the organization was going through, you know, following the Mike Vick situation there. Mike Vick obviously was a phenom. He was so beloved in Atlanta. And the way that whole thing worked out, you know, there was kind of this huge void, these big shoes to fill. And I thought he went in there and just he was himself. You know, he didn't try to be something that he wasn't, and, you know, did his best to make that team competitive. And I mean, look, he was a special player, played with a lot of special players too. You know, when you think about Tony Gonzalez, who was there, Roddy White, obviously Julio Jones, who very well could be a Hall of Fame wide receiver when it's all said and done. So pretty remarkable career for him. And I think as much as you talk about that Super Bowl, which, by the way, it's still eluding Kyle Shanahan at this point. I think when you think about that as a play caller, you know, how much, you know, maybe he'd be looked at a little bit differently in that case. But you still think about, too, the Shanahan effect. You can make the case the MVP season, the only MVP season for Matt Ryan was Kyle Shanahan's year there as his play caller.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes to show you how special he is, man.
I mean, I think Julio is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And part of a major part of a guy like Julio Jones becoming a Hall of Famer is having somebody to deliver him the ball. And if during the course of that career, it was the same person delivering him the ball, I mean, I think you can make a case that You know, that guy should be a Hall of Famer. Just my thought on it.
There were a lot of people, even in Atlanta, that kind of pushed back on Matt Ryan as the quarterback because Michael Vick was so beloved. Like, that fan base loved Michael Vick. And to your point, Brady, where you talk about he had to kind of overcome all that. Like, there was questions about, okay, now we got to go with him when we had our guy that was, you know, one of the faces of the NFL, one of the most exciting players. He went away, and Matt Ryan came in and was better than Mike Vick and ended up being a better quarterback. So a hell of a run for him. Obviously, the durability is there. I have no idea what the hell you would call the Indianapolis Colts years. That was just kind of – and did he – So he got paid last year by Indianapolis, didn't he?
Oh yeah,
I think yes.
That's why he wasn't technically retired, if you'll recall.
$303 million.
That's why we're talking about him, right? Because he's technically retired now.
It's all gone. 38 years old. Also sneaky big. I saw him in person at the Super Bowl in Atlanta. I was surprised at how tall he was.
But coming from you, that doesn't mean much. If LeVar said it, that means something.
What are you talking?
You're about? You're just a not. I'm a very big guy.
First of all, you know how jacked I am. Why do you misrepresent me on the air like that?
I'm not saying you're not jacked, but you're just not as big as I am. He's not jacked.
Jacked. You know he's not jacked.
Jacked.
Well, he would say tore from the floor up.
Yep.
He's not that far from the floor.
He's vampire jacked. You know, it's hard to have muscles when centuries old.
What is vampire jacked?
That's what I'm saying. When your muscles have been around for centuries, you know, and has no real age really connected to it. Like, you got to temper what jacked looks like.
First of all, you know that the coffin I lay in has to be modified to fit
my traps. It's not extra wide. It's not an extra wide.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's extra slim.
Up towards the shoulders it is. And
it's the vegetarian box is what they call it.
Is that what they call it?
Yes. Which is weird because you like blood. I don't know. I still don't understand how that all works, you know.
I mean,
how do you get your blood intake if you only eat peppers during the course of your time while you're awake?
That's not true. I had a ribeye over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, had some of that.
There you go. Super rare. Like, just touch it.
No.
That's it.
No, because the problem is I was cooking it for my wife and she likes her steaks well done. And I just kind of left
Dios
them both.
Mio.
Yeah, I left them both on at the same. I like mine a little bit more rare.
Of course
and,
you do.
And she,
you got to get that blood intake.
Yeah, I tried to, but it just didn't work out that way. Not a great job of grilling.
Try coming from a black family, bro.
Oh, what does that mean?
I grew up well done.
What up, black family?
I grew up well done. Everything. Pork chops, steaks, chicken. I still like my fries well done. I like my fries extra crispy. If I can. My parents are still like that to this day. Like, they will not, they believe that you are cooking out the impurities that exist in that meat, and that if there's anything that could hurt you, it's cooked. So I want it brown all the way through. That's how I grew up.
Me too.
And I was in. Like, I A1'd it, cut it, you know what I mean?
You got to A1 it when they're like that well done.
Yeah,
right? A1, because it'd be like, it's dry. You'd be like,
Leah, you waiting on this, Lee?
Yeah.
What do you got, Lee?
You
got
to lube it up if it's that dry.
Yeah,
you do, Lee.
I like it red. I like it bloody.
Oh, wow. Well, that doesn't go along with what your other preferences are.
You know? Damn.
You got to adapt and adjust.
Lee, you got problems.
There's a reason why there's that much methane in the air, yeah.
So you're popping off with some A1 in your personal life decisions. So shouts out to everybody out there that caught on to that.
Yeah.
You can find Lee on IG and the X at Lee DeLapp.
You can.
There you go.
I don't think he was available.
Oh, he's available.
Is he? Yes, yes, you can.
Is that new development?
Well,
in fact, he's back. Like the nerds, he's back and he's bad. He was showing the prospects that are into him, and well, I was proud of Lee.
Break then, Lee.
I mean, yeah. Hey, I didn't hear this. You know, some would say Lee's almost like a thoroughbred. And speaking of which, Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio, and coming up next here from these TireRack.com studios, it is a Tuesday tradition, another edition of Would You Rather. Find out what Lee Delap's got in store for us next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Turn it up.
Get it, VAR.
Turn it up.
Swing it, VAR.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Jonas and Q and me. Yeah, it's three. We're doing it 3 in the morning or 6 in the morning, depends on where you're at.
Come on, Jonas.
It's early.
Your turn, Jonas.
Come on. Yeah. It's early.
Yep.
Come on, Jonas. Come on, Jonas.
Coming up in a little over 12 from now, we're going to talk about the NFL.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about one team in the AFC.
Turn them up.
From the TireRack.com studios. By the way,
is a hype, man.
We are going to have another edition of Would You Rather coming up here shortly. First, want to let you know that shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of the show, including how John and Lorena Bobbitt apply to what the Washington Commanders are doing at the top of the draft, make sure you check out that podcast. Search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air. And quickly, I did want to ask, Lorena, were you offended? Did I say her, Bobbitt's name wrong and used the same name that you have?
Yes. Like,
okay.
Her name is Lorena. Lorena. You say Lorena. It's
we
not-
all no, say Lorena.
Like oh, no.
Okay.
So
you see the difference?
Didn't even realize that we were saying your name.
Yeah, my apologies.
Lorena Bobbitt.
But at the end of the day, everybody says Lorena. If you go to Virginia, everyone says Lorena.
Lorena, have you ever met a guy who's like, oh, I've heard that name before. I got to
leave you alone.
Well, it's actually funny. The first time I worked at a Jack in the Box when I was younger, 16, one of the older guys there, he would nickname me Bobbitt. And I was like, why do you call me that?
Oh,
and then he's like, you haven't heard of Lorena Bobbitt? And I was like, no. Who is this?
He saw the way you was rocking in that kitchen.
Damn.
Mm-hmm, holding that knife a little too well.
Damn. Whoa.
Yeah.
They knew what to name you.
Yeah, right. he got to be careful.
Dang.
All right.
Is there steer clear.
By the way, is there a lock on the studio door? I just want to know.
I would steer clear.
Yeah, for my own safety.
Dang.
All right, well, it is time
now. She bought Lee ribs.
It is time now.
Did she cut them up?
You cut cranks, don't you?
You cut racks, don't you?
Lee, it is time for you to take center stage at a little something we do every Tuesday called this.
Let's make history.
And now,
Would You Rather?
Would you rather your random topics, sports or otherwise?
All right, Lee, what do we got?
Well, speaking of deep cuts, shout out to Bobo, who's texting me right now.
What up, Bobo?
One of the downloads.
What up, Bobo?
What up, Bobo? Who the hell is Bobo?
He wants the 411 on
Bobo.
What you got going on.
Who the hell is Bobo?
Come on,
Bobo,
you know Bobo.
Is. Shut up.
Bobo.
You know Bobo.
Come on.
You're a bozo.
Not familiar.
Never heard of him.
All right.
Wow.
For those who know, you know. All right, guys, would you rather lose the sense of taste for life or live inside of an Olive Garden, meaning you have to sleep inside the Olive Garden and eat inside the Olive Garden for the rest of your life?
But do you get to leave?
You get to leave, but you have to eat there and sleep there.
Oh, every day. Chicken parm,
fettuccine Alfredo. Tour of Italy, get all of that, all in one dish.
I mean, is it only Italian food?
They probably have like a kid's menu with a burger.
Oh, okay, that'll work. Yeah, I gotta mix it up a little bit. No. Now, I mean, could I bring like some weights in there so I can get a little of my lift on? Because you know,
you go to the gym whenever you want.
Perfect.
You can lift breadsticks, curl them, toss salads. You know.
Oh, I'm in
for cardio.
That's about right. And,
I prefer jelly.
Yo, why did you lead with that? What else we got, Lee?
Guys, we all love Sticks, Mr. Sticks around here.
Mr. Sticks.
But which fictional dog would you rather have? Would it be Scooby-Doo, Snoopy, Lassie, Rin-Tin-Tin, or other?
Or Scooby- other? Who, Shaggy?
Scooby-Doo's a pothead, so no.
I'm going with Scooby.
Scooby.
Scooby snacks. We eat our Scoobies. I'd be Shaggy in real
Wait,
life.
Wait, did you see Rin-Tin-Tin?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be Rin-Tin-Tin, the canine cop? Yeah. I would love that guy. Although, he probably would be the type of guy that, like, you have one drink and he just looks at you and he's like, don't have another. Better not do it, man.
What about Air Bud?
Yeah, you could have Air Bud.
Air Bud would be
sweet. That's a good one.
Hey, by the way, you know the dogs we like on this show. What about Turner and Hooch?
That's a good one. That's right.
That was a Mastiff. That's a Bordeaux or whatever they're
called. How big was that Mastiff?
Nowhere near mine.
About 195. Yeah.
What about Balto?
Balto?
Anyone like Balto?
That's a deep cut.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, is this like some... What is Balto?
Wolf
Balto.
Dog saved people in Alaska, brought them all the medicine.
Yeah.
It's like a real
Cujo?
Life dog?
It's a real dog.
Is that the, looking at him right now. Did Harrison Ford just do the Balto movie?
I don't know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's a real dog.
What about Slinky Dog in Toy Story?
That's that's not a real dog. I don't know. I don't know if that qualifies, but if you want it, you got it.
What about Frank the Pug on Men in Black?
I like that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You got good ones.
Yeah, I like Hooch, though. I'm with Q on that. Hooch, the Bordeaux.
Yeah, good call, Brady.
That's a Bordeaux breed. You know what I mean? Dope dog.
Hooch.
Real nice.
Plus, it'd be more fun to say it. You know, Hooch. Hey, Hooch.
You sound Hooch, like you're from Pittsburgh. You sound like you're from the bird.
Yeah, but you could be like from the South, too, or Minnesota.
Or Baltimore.
Hey, Hooch.
Baltimore.
Don't let the rain ruin the rhubarb, Hooch.
Hey, hun.
You're an idiot.
What would the Chicago be?
Chicago.
Hey, Hooch. Hey, Hooch. Get in here, man.
Die, Hooch.
What
about Tramp? Y'all in on Tramp?
Hey, you leave her out of this.
I think Tramp was a dude.
Yeah.
I think the girl dog was Lady, and he was Tramp.
Right. Oh,
yeah. All right.
That's a good point.
Guys, would you rather have your partner have your hair or you have your partner's hair?
Oh, I'd rather have my partner's hair for certain. Although I love my head of hair. My head of hair is kind of dope. It would look good on anyone, including all of you.
Man, I don't know.
Yeah, you could work it. Q, you could roll with dreads, bro. It would work for you, dog. Yeah.
Oh, you mean partners would, like us. I thought you meant like your spouse.
Your spouse.
Well, I said that. I had already answered that. And then I had moved on to y'all. You know what I mean?
Brady with dreads would be wild.
He'd be in the realm of like Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
I'd be Trill. That's what I'd be. Real Trill, man.
Bam. Trill.